United Nations Day reflects the official creation of the United Nations on October 24, 1945. Anthony Wapa, acting head of UNMISS Torit Field Office, who delivered the message of the UN Special Representative of the UN Secretary General in South Sudan, says the United Nations Day renews commitments to protect the needs and interests of the present and future generation. He also says UNMISS has been working to address issues of development, conflict, and food insecurity.
Millions of people continue to suffer from conflict compounded by climate shocks and extreme food insecurity. To help tackle those challenges, United Nations Family is working in partnership with the government and the people of South Sudan to ensure peace, security, and sustainable development. As UNMISS, we are doing all we can to prevent violence, build trust, and boost community confidence.
Peter Gumbo, the Minister of Legal and Parliamentary Affairs in Eastern Equatorial State, praised the UN for its contribution in supporting communities in the state on several levels.
In Eastern Equatorial State, the support of the UN has been crucial in addressing our most pressing challenges, from peace building to health, education, and economic development. Of course, I know they went through many challenges, including security concerns, lack of infrastructures, continuous local conflicts, mistrust and resistance from some of the local communities. But I would like to concentrate mostly here. The UNMISS, for example, through quick impact projects, opened police posts in the state, constructed and built three maternity wards in Kapoita North, Kapoita South, and Torit counties. They also constructed and built two primary health center units at Kauto in Kapoita East and Magui County. As we reflect on this year's theme, I extend our gratitude to UN for its continued partnership and dedication to our people.
The United Nations mission in South Sudan began as a peacekeeping mission in the country. UNMISS was established on July 8, 2011 by United Nations Security Council Resolution 1996 to keep the peace in South Sudan. For VOA News, I am Kaltuma Vanessa, reporting from Eastern Equatorial State Capital, Torit.